It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth popping into. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay along the East Coast, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. I also want to let you know about our WhatsApp channel. Have you subscribed to our WhatsApp channel yet? If not, why not give it a go? Let me explain how this works. A WhatsApp channel is where we are able to send you messages about things coming up on the podcast, about when the podcast is live, about when the link is available for Spotify, and basically just keeping you up to date with everything going on the Opinions Matter podcast. Now, if you would like to be part of the WhatsApp channel, all you have to do is send us the words "add me" by WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Add me to 085-825-2626. And you will get a reply back with a link to the WhatsApp channel, and then you just subscribe when you get there. Okay? It's as simple as that. If you'd like to join us, send us the words "add me" to 085-825-2626. We'll send you back a link to our WhatsApp channel. Jane has written to us by WhatsApp, actually, on 085-825-2626. She says, can you talk about the funding of IVF? Me and my husband went through IVF treatment, but it wasn't successful. Thankfully, it was subsidised by the HSE. There's no way we could afford it. But the problem is, they'd only fund one round of IVF treatment. We priced it, and to go for another one or two rounds, which will probably be the case, it'll cost over €10,000. We can't afford this. We'd have to take out loans that we can't pay back. Can you ask why the government limited to one round of treatment? I am not to blame for my fertility complications, and I want a baby more than anything. I'm crying even sending this to you guys. And that's from a lady called Jane. So in this country, it used not be the case that the state supports you at all, but the state does now support people seeking IVF treatment. If you meet certain conditions, you have to pay. Well, the state will pay for the first round, but if you want to go for further rounds, if it's not successful, you'd have to pay for it yourself. Now, on average, one round of treatment is around about the €5,000 mark. Now, that obviously is as long as a piece of string, but we'd use €5,000 as a ballpark figure as to how much it actually costs. The state will pay the first €5,000. Then after that, you're on your own. And what Jane is saying is, I can't afford that. I need more help from the state. The state should fund more rounds. So we would like to hear from you on 085-825-2626. Do you think that the state should fund IVF treatment until you have a baby, basically? 085-2626. 825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Jeremy, your view on this?
You know,
should the
I'm
state keep paying until you have a baby?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been banging this drum for many, many years, because I saw a relation of mine going through this. And her partner, through no fault of their own, by the way, nobody is to blame for infertility issues or fertility issues. And they went through hell. They had to sell their house. Okay, they had to sell their house and move back in with her mother, mm-hmm. move into the mother's house. This was a married couple, and they lost everything. They had to sell their car. This is how much. People don't understand how much some people want a baby and how detrimental it can be if you don't have a baby when you want one. Now, luckily, they ended up getting the baby, but it was, I can't remember how many rounds they had to go through, but it took a couple of years and they lost everything. I think it should be funded indefinitely until...
At €5,000 a pop.
Yeah, at €5,000 a pop. I mean, fertility clinics mm-hmm. will, they're not going to keep, by the way, it's not indefinite, by the way. A fertility clinic will say to a couple at some stage, it's not working, okay? They won't, like, you're not going to be doing 15 rounds of it, okay, or 20 rounds of it. So a fertility clinic, the experts will say to you after maybe four or five rounds, okay, this isn't working, so maybe you should adopt or something like that. Now, in fairness, that happened to my friend. I can't remember how many rounds exactly they'd done, but it had got to the stage when they were doing the last round of IVF, their fertility doctor had said to them, if this doesn't work, I really think that you should look at alternatives, either a surrogate or adopting and stuff like that. And luckily then, she got pregnant on the last round. I think we fund junkies.
Why are we bringing this in?
Oh no, we're bringing it in. Our tax money goes on junkies to stay on methadone programs for years and years and years. Self-inflicted drug addicts, by the way, that end up...
Why are you even bringing that up?
Because we throw money at junkies. And keep them on methadone program for years. We had a junkie on the show a couple of years ago who was on the methadone program for 11 years, was it, something like?
Yeah, drug addict, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why you're even bringing that into this conversation.
Because I would much...
So if this Lady Jane, the first round of IVF didn't work, so we'd say it cost $5,000, you think the state should keep going and going and going, well, keep paying state, and paying and paying until she has a baby?
The state keep going for junkies to be on methadone. As I said, that junkie was on the methadone program for 11 years. That was paid for by my taxes and your taxes. I would rather it goes on couples who can't conceive. It also goes, by the way, on fat people. They get Ozempic on, paid for by the state. Yeah, no, some have are on it because they have diabetes, but others are on Ozempic because they're fat and they eat too much pie, and that gets.
But the state is paying, is helping towards IVF treatment. You can't, it's not a bottomless pit. You can't just keep spending money, good money after bad, in the hopes that they get pregnant.
Easy for you to say when you were able to have children, no problem. I don't see that there should be a cutoff point because, as I said before, for those of you who don't know about IVF and fertility treatment, they will say to you at some stage, the fertility clinic will say to you at some stage, listen, this isn't working out. Can we sort, can you, you'll have to try other ways.
Robbie has been in touch on 085-825-2626.
I'd be okay with it being fully paid for by the state, but I would only want it open to parents who could actually afford to have a child, because I think I'd have to be against a state-funded program for people to have kids if the kids are then going to be raised by the state.
A number of messages have come into us from people saying, if you can't afford to pay for IVF, you can't afford to have a child. Children are expensive.
Children are very expensive. That's a ridiculous thing to say, by the way.
Why is it a ridiculous thing?
No, I do believe, by the way, that, and I've always said this as well, that people who don't have work and who are living day by day shouldn't be getting pregnant and having kids. But this is slightly different. With IVF, you're forking out huge amounts of money in one go. Like when you have a baby, you're not paying like...
Okay, but if you have a baby, that baby is going to cost you $5,000 in the next year. If you have a baby tomorrow, you're going to spend $5,000 on that child in the next year.
Yeah, but we...
So what's the difference?
There is a difference.
If you can't afford to pay for IVF, then you can't afford a baby.
To deny somebody the right to have a baby is morally wrong. It's morally wrong.
Leona, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Leona.
Hi, you guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Leona. What did you want to say on this?
I do think that there should be a certain amount allotted, and not just one round of IVF. I think maybe three covered by the taxpayers. Like, it wouldn't bother me. We pay for so much else that people take advantage of. Why not IVF? At least then you're giving someone else, someone a chance to have a child.
And the state does help only for one round, but you think that they should go a bit further?
I think so. Like, I mean, if you think the amount of money we spend on unemployment, on different kind of benefits for different people, why not give someone a chance to have a child? Like, this is more a positive thing than a negative, I feel.
Okay, so where one round might be funded now, you believe that somebody like Jane should be entitled to another couple of rounds of treatment?
I think so. Sure, why not? Like, just people, I know people that have had it done and it has drained them, like, of their savings, emotionally, mentally as well. But yeah, it's like, it's very expensive. It's like so expensive. And if it doesn't work.
Okay, but what about the argument that if you can't afford the $5,000 for IVF treatment, then realistically, you can't afford a child?
It's not just 5,000. It's more than that.
But if we use 5,000 as a ballpark, if you can't afford that 5,000 euro for treatment, then you can't afford a child, because that child is going to cost you that amount of money.
Yes, it is going to. Children are very expensive. I have a 6-year-old boy, and he's very expensive. I got pregnant naturally. I was very lucky because I thought I may have had to go down that route myself because I was older having him. But at the same time, it's not $5,000. It didn't cost me $5,000 in one go. He's cost me money over the course of time. So $5,000 per round of IVF, if it is that, I think it's more expensive actually, it's a lot. It's a lot for people to take.
No, I'm not saying it's not a lot. It is a lot. I think we all agree that it's a lot. But is it... It's not a bottomless pit in terms of money that's available.
But why don't you say that about, as you said, addicts?
Do you keep bringing that
because
up?
Because you're talking about it's not a bottomless pit. When we interviewed that junkie a couple of years ago who was 11 years on a methadone program, I can't even imagine how much that would have cost to pay for that. Why didn't you turn around at any stage and say to that person who had a self-inflicted addiction, oh, it's not a bottomless pit, I'd have you cut off the methadone. Why didn't you say that to them?
I think I probably did.
No, you actually didn't, because I remember it was me that said it to them.
And sorry, guys, can I just say something? I completely agree with what you're saying on this one, Jeremy, because yes, we have bottomless amounts of money to fund all these other things.
Yep.
Why not this?
Yeah, imagine how many people are getting Ozempic free, by the way, at the moment.
Again, why are you bringing this up?
Because you're saying it's not a bottomless pit. Oh, it is a bottomless pit. It's literally a bottomless pit when it comes to stuff like Ozempic and methadone and stuff like that.
And the thing is, Adrian, what Jeremy's, I think, is trying to get across is this is a positive thing where, like, you'd be putting the money into, not just methadone clinics, people that are on job seekers that are fully capable to have jobs. I would much prefer to put my money knowing that somebody will benefit from this and have a child. Like that, I've seen people going through it, and I've seen people have miscarriage after miscarriage going through it, and they still proceed to go through their savings till they have the child they want. And it's fantastic. And they still have money for that child when they're here, but at the same time, when you're forking out 5, 10, 15 grand, like over several times a year, that's where the cost is getting you. I don't spend $5,000. I didn't spend $5,000 on my child in the first year.
Okay, the argument is, if you can't afford the IVF, you can't afford the child. Simple as that.
No, that's complete bullshit. That is complete bullshit.
Okay.
You're working. After you have that child, you're still working and it's progressing. But you're talking people taking time off to get the needles, the injections, whatever else. And then if it's unsuccessful, people want to keep trying for children.
Did someone say I agree with you, Leona. Did someone say there's no one getting Ozempic for free? Sorry, two seconds of research, whoever came up with that would tell you. That up until 5 months ago, there's more than 25,000 Irish people who are receiving the weight loss drug Ozempic for free through HSE schemes. I don't make shit up, okay? If people don't believe that, then you need to do a bit of research. There are 25,000 Irish people receiving Ozempic for free. But sure, it's not a bottomless pit.
Stay there for a second. Let me bring in Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jess.
How is?
Jess, a lot of people saying the state should be funding more than just one round of IVF treatment.
Well, why should it come out of my money as a taxpayer for your life choice?
For your life choice? Jesus. What do you mean a life choice?
Yeah. Well, if you decide to have children, that's a lifestyle choice you're making. Why should it come out of my pocket?
Hang on. Surely having a child is an entitlement as a human being.
It is, yeah, but if you want to, if you want to try for a baby, do it out of your own pocket. Somebody else with the taxpayers to fund it for you.
Okay, but if you've whatever the reason is behind the fact that you can't conceive a child naturally, it's a medical issue in a lot of cases that for some medical reason you can't conceive a child, then that's where the state helps you to deal with your medical issue.
I get that, but that shouldn't, again, that shouldn't have to come out of the taxpayers' money, because it was a choice you decided to make to try for a baby. So if you want to pay for IVF, how many rounds it may be, you can pay for it.
Do you not believe that people deserve any help?
Well, no, because like I said, it's them deciding we're going to have a baby. And like people have said in the comments, and I actually agree with it, if you can't afford IVF, you surely can't afford the child when it, if and when it does come along, if the IVF does even work.
Okay, but
what do we do? Do we just keep pumping? When do we say, do you know what, it's not working?
But yes, having a baby is not a luxury. It's not like buying a Porsche. As Adrian says, having a baby, giving birth to a baby, wanting a child and having one, everybody should be, that wants a baby, should be given that right to be able to have a baby.
And no, she said it's a lifestyle choice.
How is having a child a lifestyle choice?
Sadly, it's not a thing that everyone can have in life. We all know that.
Oh, but that's easy for you to say.
It's not easy for me to say. Well, because I don't have kids. Is that where we're going?
No.
Really going to go down this road?
So who's going? No. I'm saying you. I don't know. Do you want children? Are you able to have children?
I think I'm able to. I don't know if I want them yet or not.
Then you'll never know the heartache.
I don't have to go down that road though, Jeremy. If me and Kara want kids, that's one of the roads we'll have to go down. So don't tell me I don't know that it's going to be a hard road.
But the point that Jess is making is, it is a choice to have a child.
She said it's a lifestyle choice.
Yeah, that's what she said.
A lifestyle choice. No, a lifestyle choice is doing cocaine at the weekend and pneumonia because you don't have enough money because you have a cocaine habit. That is a lifestyle choice.
Having kids is a choice. You can choose to have kids or not.
Yes, and when you want them, you should be given whatever help is needed to have them.
Leona, what do you say?
Not to come out of the taxpayers' money.
The taxpayers should not be funding any IVF treatment because it's a lifestyle choice to have a baby.
No, it's not a lifestyle choice. It's a choice.
It is.
Yes, it is. It's a choice. It's not a lifestyle choice. It's not a lifestyle choice. I drink, that's a lifestyle choice. My boy is my life. I love him to bits. Wouldn't change him for the world. And if I didn't need it to go down the IVF route, I would have. Jess, I've noticed any time I listen back to some of the podcasts, you're very small-minded. Like, we pump money into lots of other things and it's not working. It's not getting druggies off the streets. It's not doing this. It's not doing that. So why not help someone? Actually help someone have a child.
So at what point do we say, oh, it's been about 10 rounds and still
because
not
we're talking about I'm suggesting three, Jess. I'm saying, why not go the extra mile and go two or three? I'm not saying pay for 10 rounds because that's going to be a lot of taxpayers' money. We pay tax for people that need it. People need help with these things. And I hope, am I right in thinking you're the girl that's gay?
I am, yeah. Why? What's that?
Okay. So obviously you and your girlfriend, what I'm saying is you and your girlfriend will probably go down that route of IVF. You'll have no choice unless you decide to use a man.
Why can't other people help you though?
Why don't you want that help?
This is a classic example of everyone wanted the state to pay for fucking everything. That's what it is. That's what it all comes down to.
I pay my way in life and I have no issue helping people that genuinely need it or need help towards the cost of something. This is what I'm suggesting, Jess. I'm saying three rounds. It's not going to be that much
Fiona, there are some people who don't even get the first three rounds. So people should be lucky that she got this three round.
No, I don't understand
that.
That
first round.
I do, but I think one is not enough to help. One is not enough. Because a lot of the first rounds of IVF, yes, they do work, but a lot of them don't.
Yeah, no,
a lot of them don't.
It is more unusual than not to conceive after one round of IVF. It is strange. But so you say three will do, and Jess, you're saying...
But not even three, Adrian, even two. Just something to give those people...
You're paying infinitely, which is ridiculous.
Here, Jess, I want to read a message that's just come into us from Orla. It's for you, and it says, from previous conversations, Jess is on the average wage. She only pays about $3,000 on tax each year. Jess shouldn't worry about what her contribution to tax paid, because it's fuck all, says Orla. Want to respond to that?
At least I'm still paying tax, currently. I'm still working. Why does it matter if it's minimum wage or not? And like I said, if me and Kira go down that route, I will save every single penny for it. I'm not going to be asking the state for help. So why does it matter if I have a minimum wage job or if I get the wage of a TD? Why does that fucking matter? I'm still paying fucking taxes.
Okay, stay there for a second, because in a moment, we are going to be talking to a lady who agrees with what you've been saying, and then some. I'll be talking to her in a moment, but let me bring in Emma first.
Jeremy, I've never heard you speak a truer word. Why are we funding junkies to stay on methadone, like you said, for years and years? Adrian, it's not a bottomless pit. Well, it is for these junkies. Absolutely is. And all other people like that we fund, and they're just wasting our money. But it's not this person's fault that one of them in the relationship is infertile, or that they're gay, or whatever it is. They should be funded for IVF 100%. It is unfortunately the junkie's fault that he decided, or she decided, to stick an injection in their arm years ago, and they led to this situation. Someone who's infertile didn't go, oh, I'm going to do something and then it could be possibly that I'm infertile. No, this is unfortunately something that can't be helped and should be absolutely funded.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Terry, you're on Opinions Matter. Terry, tell me, why do you think IVF shouldn't be funded by the taxpayer?
Well, I work, and I mean, I pay my taxes. I would like to see my money going into a nonsensical little thing like this.
Sorry, say that again?
It's nonsensical. It's a dirty practice. It's not normal.
What's unnormal?
It's not normal, that carry on. I mean, that's something that goes on in the privacy of your own home. You don't pay for that. There are enough children in the world. It's often. Don't go out for that unnatural carry on.
So, sorry, you believe if a couple can't have children, then they just have to accept that?
Well, you don't bring a child into the world in a bottle.
I'm sorry, you're making no sense at all. Say that again.
You don't bring a child into the world in a bottle, and that carry on, or injections and stuff like that. I mean, there's enough children there. Let them adopt one.
Okay, you have children.
It's not natural. It's not natural. It's not. My money shouldn't be going into that. They're not able to look after what they should be looking after.
Okay, we have the technology now to create babies in test tubes, which is amazing technology. I still don't understand how it's done, but it's incredible technology.
It's filth.
Pardon me?
It's filth.
It's filth? Why? Are you deeply religious or something?
Pardon?
Are you deeply religious or...
No, I'm not deeply religious, but it's a dirty practice.
What's dirty about it?
They carry on into a bottle and shoving things in and... It's not normal. It's not normal. It's not normal. And you expect me to pay for that? They can't pay for what they should be paying for, and they want to carry on with that filth.
I just got a text in a moment ago, and it says, just so you know, it says 4,000 to 5,000, but no one sees all the hidden costs for blood tests and consultation that are not included in the price. Myself and my wife have spent €8,000 on one round of treatment. And you don't want to help that couple to have a baby?
If they have 8,000, let them do it. If not, let them go out and adopt some poor child. There's enough children in the world.
But isn't our health service designed to help people who need medical help? If you develop cancer because you smoked, you'll get help from the health service.
That is cancer. That's not going out there frolicking around into a bottle.
I mean, you get over the bottle thing, for God's sake. Ridiculous argument. Okay, so you don't want to see taxpayers' money being used to help a couple like that man who texted in a moment ago about himself and his wife.
So, pity both. I'm very sorry for him, and move on.
Stay there. Stay there for one second.
Not my money. Not my problem.
Not your money, not your problem. No. Stay there for a second. How are you, Billy?
Hello, Adrian, yeah. I agree with Ellie, but not what she's saying, like, the way she's saying it. No, I just don't want to see being paid for by the taxpayer. The same way as I don't want to see boob jobs or anything like that.
Oh, Jesus.
Like you said
boob
yourself,
jobs.
Jeremy, at the start.
There isn't really much of a comparison now between a boob job and
IVF. The comparison is that it's been paid for by the taxpayers. That's the comparison. And like you said at the start of the show, if you have a child, you're not ill. It's not an illness. It just means it's God's way of saying that you can't have a child. Because I asked a girl one day, a cousin of my wife, I says, are you going to have children? She says, well, if God sends me a child, she says, I won't send it back. And I understand. So, unfortunately, some people can have children, and I really, really, really sympathise them because I have kids myself. But they can adopt.
Hang on, Billy. We have the technology... Mm-hmm. to help infertile couples to have babies.
Now, yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Amazing technology.
Brilliant, yeah, I'm delighted, yeah.
But your argument is that you don't want to see taxpayers' money being used to help the likes of that man who's already spent $8,000 on one round of treatment.
No, not really, because like at the end, like my wife at the moment, now her eyesight is not the best, right? And I'd actually love to. I'll probably get a loan for it.
You can't compare it, though, Billy.
A laser eye surgery? That's going to cost a couple of grand.
It's not the same.
That on the what's it called? On the HSE. So you know where it come from?
Yes, you're going to have to pay for that.
Exactly. So, like, I'm going to have to pay for it, and I understand, I accept that. So, if I have to pay for that, like, well, you know what I mean? Like, where will it end? Where will it end, like? You know?
You see, I see this as being very different to, like, a boob job, which you described a moment
ago. Yeah, but you're not ill. You said it yourself. Your own words, you said you're not ill. A hip replacement is different. You need a hip replacement. I've no problem with hip replacements. I've no problem with anything that needs to be done to the body to improve your quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just God. Like I said, I'm not religious, but it's just God's way of saying it. At the end of the day, you can adopt. There's loads of children from different countries all over the world waiting to be adopted, you know?
If you want to adopt a child from abroad, as somebody just texted in, it's actually more expensive to adopt. It can take years. It can you'll have to travel all over the world to get a child.
Right.
And some people just want their own child, their own biologically created child.
I understand that 100%. But like I said, Aidan, where will it stop? Like, what will be next? You know, you have to mean the government. I mean, they're not doing the job they should be doing anyway, but they have a job to stop all this money being wasted. You know, where will it
end? You would see helping a couple to conceive a child and paying for their IVF treatment, you would see that as money wasted.
Well, no, I wouldn't see it as money wasted, but I'm just saying I would love to get my wife eye lasers. I love going today after I'm talking to you and go and get her eye laser surgery, but I won't be able to afford it.
Because it's not the same thing.
Will I ring up the government or my local TD and ask them to give me the money for it and expect you and everybody else to pay for it? Come on.
Maybe you should be able to get laser treatment paid
for. Well, then if I do, then fine. Well, then I would have no problem then paying for the IVF. But at the present moment...
Okay, let me read a message. Is that fool, says this message, really comparing laser eye surgery to bringing a baby into the world?
I'm not comparing it at all. I'm just comparing the waste of money. Where will it end? What will it be next of all? If you're oppressed, the government will pay for your time off work for 6 months or something? Come on. The government has a responsibility with the money. They waste enough money. It's time to stop wasting money.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Billy, if you can, please. Let me go to Aisling. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Aisling?
I just want to say that woman, Terry, is an absolute disgrace to the human race to say it like that. It's easy knowing she's never gone through it, never had to deal with it or anything of the sort. She's no idea what it's like to want a child so badly.
Now, someone argued, and I put this point across a while ago, you know, when you... can't have a child for whatever reason, be it the husband, the wife, whatever, you're not actually sick per se.
No, you're not sick, but it's mentally, and it is mentally and physically draining. Absolutely. It is an illness. There's not enough talk about it at all. It's still a taboo subject in this country. And the reason it is because of people like that Terry woman. She's an absolute disgrace. I pay my taxes too. I pay towards PRSI and PAYE. I can get my eyes tested, well, I used to be able to, on my PRSI. Why can't I have the same thing as England and everybody else to have a baby? I'm entitled to have a baby the same as everybody else. Just unfortunately, it's not happened naturally. She's an absolute disgrace to be saying into a bottle. She has no idea what
Billy said, that you know, as soon as his wife can get laser treatment for her eyes on you know, courtesy of the taxpayer, then he will be more supportive of it. In other words, he believes that there are other things.
Exactly. We should be entitled to get what we need in this country. I'm not just saying for IVF or anything else, but we should be allowed to get what we're entitled to. We are all paying taxes. We should be entitled to get what we need in this country and not have to fork out thousands upon thousands. And it's not just 4,000 or 5,000, like that man who texted in earlier on said. It is thousands. And it doesn't work.
I mean, Billy, it is a very large bill, especially if you have to go through several rounds of IVF treatment. And it can have, as you heard from the message from this man, a detrimental effect on your mental and emotional well-being.
Yeah, Grant, I'm glad you let me back in there because I was waiting to get my... what's it called? No, I'm not agreeing with Terry in the same way. I'm totally talking like in a more humanitarian way. But I know it costs thousands. So there's a lot of stuff in life that costs thousands of money or thousands of euros that you can't get done. But like I said, that lady's... I said laser eye surgery was available and we should be able to get all the things. But at the end of the day, maybe you're better off doing away with everything because, like, where will I end, Adrian? See, like, where will it end? You know?
I don't even know what you're getting at.
I'm getting at, that lady says that laser surgery should be paid for and so should all of other things. That's fine, but that's grand. And if it is, it is. I'd probably be more supportive of IVF. But at the moment, I wouldn't be because there's a lot of things that I want and probably other people want that we can't get through the HSE. So, like, they either come in or they don't come in. But at the end, they're probably better off doing away with everything because it's just, you know, where will it end, you know?
This isn't a discussion, though, about everything else. Discussion about IVF.
We'll deal about the IVF. But like I say, it's life. Then you have to pay for it if you want it. Like I said, if I want to get my eyes done, I'll have to pay for the laser surgery.
I have paid for it, and I'm paying for it again in another couple of weeks.
You have paid for it.
I have paid for it. And I've had it failed.
How many rounds have you gone through, Ashley?
I've gone through one.
One, okay. And
without, one round of it, and I'd go for a second one.
Okay, so without success the first time.
Sorry? Without success the first time, yes.
And do you mind me asking how much it has cost you so far?
So far it has cost me over 8,000 euro.
Over 8 grand, my God.
Yeah.
And are you looking at the same to go do it again?
Yes, exactly the same to do it again.
And in terms of personal sacrifice, what has that meant financially and the personal sacrifice that you've had to make in order to do this treatment?
Both me and my husband have had to take time off work first. Thankfully, I have a very understanding boss who has given me that time.
Fair enough.
But it's not even the financial. I will pay however much I have to pay.
Of course you would.
Because I'm sure anyone who has children, if you were to ask them, how much would they sell their child for? There wouldn't be enough money in the world that they'd sell their child for.
So
I will pay as much as I can to have a baby of my own.
But you obviously believe that the state should help you.
I do believe there should be something, but I don't care whether they do or they don't. I'll still pay for it. But that woman was not.
But you're obviously in a position to financially pay for it then.
I'm not. I'm borrowing money like everybody else does and pay it back.
But it is that important to you to have your own child. And I think, Terry, this is the bit that I think you don't get. You have children yourself, do you?
I have. And I paid for them.
Pardon me?
And I look after them, and I still pay for them.
Yeah, no, fantastic, wonderful, brilliant. The fact is that you have children.
I do. And like that lady a nonsensical argument. Ask someone to sell it. You don't sell a child, for goodness sake.
That's not what I'm saying, you stupid woman.
That is utterly ridiculous, for God's sake. Sell a child.
I'm saying, how much would you sell?
Nobody would sell a child, for God's sake. You want one, you can't have one, and you're jealous.
It's a question, you stupid woman.
You want one, you can't have one, and you're jealous.
You want one, you can't have one, and you're jealous. That's a disgusting thing to say.
Just ask, how much would you sell a child for?
That's not what I'm saying, you stupid woman.
The point she's making is that she will pay whatever she has to pay in order to have her own child. And it's easy for you to say, Terry, because you have children. Exactly. It's easy for me to say, I happen to have my own children. I can only imagine what it must be like to have that struggle of not being able to conceive. And Aisling, I really...
Nobody who hasn't gone through it can even begin to imagine.
And I totally agree with you. Myself and my ex-wife had our kids within 3 years. Not a bother. We had no trouble and everything else. So I can't in any way understand.
It's the most natural thing in the world to have a child. And unfortunately for some couples, it's not.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. We have more calls in just a moment.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Leslie, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Leslie.
Before we go to you, Leslie, I'm not even going through this. I'm deeply, deeply upset and triggered by some of the things Terry is saying. Like, you know, it's not my problem if you can't get... Well, in fairness, it's not your problem if someone else can't get pregnant. But... that's just, it's a violent comment. I mean, there's people texting us now. I don't know if you're upset by those comments, but there's women now texting us saying that they're literally crying over Terry's words. Like, it's, I can't understand that mentality. Can you, Leslie?
No, that woman, Terry, is an arsehole, like, to be fair.
I'll say a word, because I know you're more polite than me. Terry, and I know you're on the other line, Terry, you're a bitch. I'm sorry, it has to be said. What you've said to other women...
Sorry, how many times on this podcast have we said opinions matter?
No, what you've said to other women on this podcast, you are a nasty...
She just doesn't care.
No, you're a nasty cow. I'm sorry, you're a nasty woman.
Sorry, Leslie, go on. What did you want to say on this? And let's go back to the point about the state paying for IVF treatment. Should the state be paying for IVF treatment?
If you're unable to conceive, it's obviously down to, like, a medical issue. The state funds like loads of other medical conditions, and people have medical cards and all the rest of it. So why not fund that when it's probably because of a medical condition? You know, and I don't think it should be endless amounts of IVF, but I think there should be a limit of it, as the lady said before, maybe of 3.
Okay, you would limit it to 3 as well. But then after 3, you're going to get people saying, well, no, it should be 5. We should be able to go to 5.
I know, but there has to be a limit on it. Like, it can't be endless, obviously, do you know, that sort of way. But unfortunately for people that can't have children, like, it is down to a medical condition, and they should be treated as such, as a person with a medical condition, and the government helps everyone else with a medical condition. So why not do the same for couples or...
Okay, one of the arguments here that was made earlier on is, if you can't afford IVF treatment, then really you can't afford a child.
Well, to be fair, you don't go splashing out £8,000 in one go, like, on your kid, unless you're buying them, like, a car or something, do you know, that sort of way. You know, children's, the finances that come in with kids, like, you know, it's a daily, weekly, you know, sort of a bill. It's not like you have to try and gather up like a huge amount of money at the same time, which is hard for people that are paying mortgages, bills, you know what I mean, insurance, tax, everything else. Like, it's hard to gather up that amount of money to pay to try and have a baby.
Okay, so you would like to see it extended from one round of IVF to maybe 3, but not much more than that?
No, I think there has to be a limit on it, but I think one is a little bit unfair, because statistics, like, say that, you know, one round doesn't always work that terribly well. And, like, I think 3, you'd be have sort of a good chance of being able to conceive and actually have a baby. But okay, I think after that, then it should be just stopped then. And I think for the person themselves, you know, to put themselves through that, anyone that will tell you that has gone through IVF, it's a very difficult ordeal for them. You know, they might not want to put themselves
Leslie, the fact is that family members of mine sold their house and actually moved back in with her mother to try and fund all the rounds of it will tell you how badly
I get that. And as you heard me saying a couple of minutes ago, myself and my ex-wife had no issue having children. We had our two children within 3 years of getting married.
Some people aren't that lucky.
And a lot of people are not that lucky.
And the same with you, Terry. You have that attitude because you had your children, I presume, without IVF.
Are you there, Terry? No, she's not. We'll try and get her back in a second.
Oh, no, sorry. Sorry, hang on a second. Ah, sorry. What? Amanda has just said in my ear that she hung up on the phone because I called her a nasty name. Like, that is a bizarre thing.
But you did call her a bitch.
Sorry, you did. Leslie, was I right or wrong to call her a bitch?
Yeah, it's probably gone to find someone to wank into a Coke bottle or something.
Yeah. Like, sorry. I had another name that I was going to call her and I held back. And I'm sorry. I'm looking at the message here. Don't ever phone me again. I don't want to phone you ever again. Like, you literally... You sat on a phone spewing your hatred at women that can't conceive through no fault of their own and said to them, it's not my problem, it's disgusting, it's immoral, and it's against nature and all that. How dare you? I'm sorry, Ed, that is a cow. And I don't care if we lose listeners over it. I'm going to stand by that. I'm going to stick
What's
up.
What's the point in having a podcast called Opinions Matter if you're going to call people cows and bitches?
She has women crying listening to this podcast because of her disgusting comments. And you think that's something to jump up about?
Tracy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tracy?
Hi, you guys. Well, I'm going to call her Jeremy what you wanted to call her. She's a horrible cunt. Oh, God forgive me.
Jesus.
Now, I'm horrified by what she said because I went through this journey with my sister, and it's terrible that people are having this attitude, and then this attitude of why not just adopt? Like, the people that realise that people that wanting to have kids want to grow the kids inside them, they want to carry them, like, it's totally different than adopting a child.
No, of course it is, but the point was made by Billy there a while ago that there are a lot of children in the world that need to be adopted.
I do, I understand. I have a little brother who's adopted. I understand that, and I admire anyone that does it, but there is people, I know a couple that were trying for over 10 years to have a child. They'd done IVF and it didn't work, but she didn't want to adopt because she wanted to carry her own child.
And I get that as well. I completely understand all of that. Okay, so let's go back to the point about IVF and the state funding one round of IVF. Should it be funding more than that?
I think it should be funding more. Like, my sister done it 11 years ago. She started her journey. She spent 30,000. She ended up having to go to another country to get it done because in the clinic that she got it done here, it just wasn't successful. And she had some miscarriages. It was affecting her mental health. She was on her own, so she done it on her own. She hadn't got a partner, so she had to get down her sperm and stuff like that. But it was terrible watching her to go through that. But she really, really, really wanted it. She was determined to do it. And then when they didn't walk in the clinic over here after having 3 miscarriages, she researched and she actually went over to Alicante to a clinic over there. And she done her first round over there and it didn't work. And then she was literally at breaking point. She came home and she said, I don't know what to do. And will I go back and do another one? I'm sorry.
And I get the pain that's involved in the journey. I understand I understand how difficult it is for people.
I didn't want to cry, but after what that woman was saying, it just hit a nerve. I just thought, how dare she say that?
Tracy, you were 150% right. And Adrian getting all woke saying you can't call names and stuff.
Jeremy, that's not what I said. What we have always done with this podcast, the name we chose for this podcast is Opinions Matter.
Yeah.
I understand that.
We may not like the woman's opinion. None of us like what she had to say, but she said it. Yeah, and she's entitled to say what she said.
And I'm entitled to be offended by what she said.
Yeah, fine.
And I'm offended by it because I seen my sister go through this and she had to go to Alicante. And when she went over for the second time, she wouldn't let anyone go or she wanted to go on her own. And she went over and she done it. But she was literally on the edge of mental health. Like, nobody realises how hard this is for the person. I went through the journey, whereas I might have been pretty much the same at all. And then when she got home, then a couple of weeks later, about 3 weeks later, we were in a shopping centre and we were walking by a butcher's and she went all pale and I said, yeah, okay. And she was like, oh no, the smell, it's horrible. And I just jumped up and started screaming because I was thinking that when you're early pregnancy, certain smells and stuff like that get you. And it turned out she'd done a test a couple of weeks later and she was pregnant. So we were delighted. But then the 9 months, like, she was bleeding and stuff. I had to bring her to the comb a couple of times. And then it ended up, at the end of the road, she had twin boys, they're 7 now. And she was delighted. But the journey alone, it's terrible. It really is.
Stay with me for a second, Tracy. I want to bring in some more opinions. A lot of calls to try and squeeze in as well. Trevor.
Lads, I'll probably piss some people off. I don't give a fuck, to be honest, but why the fuck do people in this poxy country keep saying out loud the government should be doing more? When people start realising the government doesn't give a fuck about you, maybe you'll cop on to the reality of life in this country. I'm sorry, you deserve nothing in this country. How about the fuck, get the fuck out and do things yourself? And that applies to everything, including your topic today. Oh, I don't know, lads, I just digress when I see all this show about the government should be doing more, the government should be doing this. Show me a government, a minister, anybody that cares about the people. I'll show you a fucking liar. Cheers, lads, Trevor.
And Emma has been in touch as well.
I am absolutely fuming. I cannot ring and stay and talk to that Terry cunt. And that's what you are. You're not a fucking bitch. You're an absolute horrible cunt. How dare you say things like that about, oh, jerking off whatever fuck into a bottle. Yeah, to make life, I'd say your husband's at home fucking wanking off into a sock because he has to live with you.
Okay, Emma, thanks very much. Sorry, indeed.
We've another couple of calls on hold, and I'm sure you'll forgive me, who is Alison and Jane. I'm sure you'll forgive me for not going to. And I'll tell you what, I don't want to take any more calls on this. Terry now wants to get back on as well. And I'll tell you why. And we very rarely do this. I want to cut the podcast now because we do this podcast to inform people and debate and stuff like that, but we never do it to deliberately upset people. Now, I know.
No, we didn't deliberately upset anybody.
I want to read out this message from Hannah. Lads, I can't come on the show because I'm way too upset to speak. Now, when I hear stuff like that, people upset because they heard an opinion. Listening to the things that Terry said is vile. As a woman, I'm now looking at the prospect of never being able to have children due to medical conditions beyond my control. And she goes on and on. I paid over 10 grand in taxes last year. Wouldn't it have been ideal for me to give that money to help me conceive? I'm shocked beyond words. And then she says, I'm too upset to speak. I don't think we should take any more calls or opinions on it. There's another person that wants to come on, not as bad as Terry, but it's pretty much saying something that I don't. Nothing more can be said by upsetting people. So,
okay, well, we're not putting Terry back on. Yeah, Terry won't come back on anymore.
No, she's after saying she will now.
Oh, she will, to say the same thing again.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next one.
So when someone doesn't agree with Jeremy, he calls them names. That's some podcast, all right.